Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 373 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Matt.
Hi, Pat. It's Matt from the UK here. My question for you is, how often do you need to check your moral compass? What I mean by that is when, for example, you're selling content or doing affiliate marketing or speaking engagements, etc., what is your process for making sure you don't represent something you may feel guilty about in future, especially when it's tied to a lot of money? Thank you. Cheers.
Hey, Matt, what's up? Thank you so much for this question. And I love this question because this is definitely something that all of us have to do. We always have to check our moral compass. A lot of that begins with understanding what it is that you do and why you do that. And really, your why is going to be your main driver for everything. And when you check in with yourself every once in a while, you have to be reminded or remind yourself of what those whys are. And a lot of you know that my whys involve my kids and the future of my kids and being an example for my kids. So with me, I often think about my children when I make certain decisions in my business. Whenever I come across a potential deal that may involve a lot of money, which does happen a lot. I do get a lot of people who want to sponsor my podcasts and offer top dollar for it. I do have a lot of people who want to be JV partners, joint venture partners with me to help promote their products, and they're offering quite a bit of money, a substantial amount of money. I mean, literally, I could be making millions a month right now, but I choose not to do that because those particular products just don't fit with what I want to share, with what my goals are, and who I want to be. A lot of those different programs, I'm not going to mention any specifically, but people would have a different opinion on who I was and what I represented if I were to go down that route. And, you know, a lot of you know that I'm very conscious about the products that I promote and that I select and share and recommend. And a lot of it involves me just making simple rules for myself that make sure that I don't go down that path that I've seen a lot of other people go down. And honestly, some of those people used to be friends, people who I looked up to back in the day when I was first starting out, who I really got inspired by, who I even became friends with. And when they found even bigger success, they went down the path that I didn't really believe in. They were starting to promote products that just didn't represent who I knew they really were. They were getting phased by the money. They were getting kind of bright-eyed by the money and being directed by the money. And honestly, a lot of those people aren't my friends anymore because those aren't the kind of people I want to hang out with. That's not the type of person I want to become. I want to hang out with people who I want to become. I want to surround myself with people who share the same values as me, and those aren't my people anymore, which is quite unfortunate. And so I always surround myself with people who are there to motivate me, who will help me check in with my moral compass, because a lot of times it's going to be hard to do it on your own. And that's one of the things I worry about, is because this thing where they go down the wrong path, it just kind of happened to them and they didn't even really know it. It's just kind of, you know, money changes people. And I know that. And so I have a lot of things in place to stop me from going down the wrong path. One of those things are the people I connect with and trust and can hold me accountable in my mastermind groups, and I do the same for them. And so that's really important. My wife is a big factor in me making decisions in my business because, you know, although I am the person on the front end of Smart Passive Income, she is the unsung hero, the most underrated player of Team SPI because she takes care of the kids and she's obviously a part of the family, and everything I do kind of trickles down to her and what she does and the money for the family and all that stuff. So, you know, I do discuss a lot of what I do and what I plan to do with her as well. And she gives me a good, realistic view of things sometimes when I'm so deep and involved in something. She kind of has a nice outside perspective on it and asks me a lot of great questions. And it's nice. It's nice because she doesn't know everything that goes on. And that's good because she can see it from a different point of view. And that's great as well. But I think the biggest exercise that I conduct on myself is related to my kids and thinking about them in the future. I think a lot of you have heard me talk about this before, but you know, I imagine taking the DeLorean 30 years down the road when my kids have their own kids and they get together, my son and my daughter, they get together at a cafe one day and they start talking about, you know, their parents, you know, myself and my wife, and you know, my wife and I talk about our parents, and you know, thinking about those conversations that my kids are going to have about me and having them think about these specific decisions that I'm going to make. If I have a potential opportunity to go down a route that involves a lot of money, you know, I'm imagining them talking about that. Oh, well, that was a great decision that dad made because it helped them do this. And, you know, I was really inspired by that. Or maybe I go down that route and they end up talking and saying, wow, that was actually a terrible decision. I can't believe dad did that. Like, how stupid was that? And he was just being led by the money. And so I think about that. And that's a great thought experiment. And that's my own method of checking in with myself to make sure I am following that moral compass. And, you know, a lot of it also has to do with the gut. A lot of it also has to do with the general feeling of how you all will react as well. Now, the thing you have to know is when you're selling stuff and you're creating stuff, not everybody is going to love what you do, and that's okay. But your general avatar, the people who are in your audience, you have to understand how they're going to respond with what you do and if it's actually going to be helpful for them. I think that's another big thing is this thing that I'm using that I'm going to recommend actually going to help other people too? How is it going to do that? What will their experience be like through it? How can I make sure that they're going to have a great experience with it? That's why you see me do a lot of things like talk in detail about certain products that I promote, actually create videos showing you what it's like beforehand, which has a great byproduct of actually just getting you comfortable with what you're buying before you even get it. So if you're doing any affiliate marketing, do that. That'll also get rid of any of those insecurities of you promoting something that they might not want, because a lot of people's purchases are based on trust with you. And if they buy without seeing what they're going to get based on that trust, if you don't deliver, if that product doesn't deliver, then you've lost that trust. And that trust that you have with your audience is the most important thing in terms of the success and growth of your business. So creating these videos and showing people beforehand what they're going to get before they get it, it increases that trust with me and showing them exactly what they're going to get. But it also shows them that that's something they either want or don't want. And if they don't want it, great. I don't want them to get it and not want it. Or I don't want them to buy it and purchase it and then not want it. I want them to see what it's like beforehand. So these videos that I create, these podcast episodes with the owners of these companies that I end up promoting, you know, you might have remembered me having Clay Collins on the show when I talked about lead pages, and episode 78 of the Smart Passive Income podcast was a huge success, not only because people got to know Clay and the owner of that company, Lead Pages, but they also got a lot of great value from him, but also got to see what that product could do and understood it more before getting involved with it. And a lot of people heard that episode, got involved with Lead Pages, and that's pretty cool. And you know, being an advisor for the company, that's one of my roles, is to help out in that way. And so when you work with great companies, you know that you're delivering value. You know that it is in alignment with your moral compass. So Matt, I hope that answers your question and gives you some, you know, I don't want you to think about my kids and how they would think about your decisions. You have your own things going on in your life and your own ways of checking in with what you're doing. And so I would do that. And I do this quite often, actually. I do it whenever I'm met with a tough decision that isn't immediate, because a lot of what I do in my business is based on what I know, what my why is and what the values are. You know, a lot of it is just automatic based on what my goals are. But if I'm ever coming across a decision that's not immediate based on my values and what I want to do, for you guys, it's always that thought experiment that I have, like I talked about earlier. So your thought experiments and your checking in with yourself is going to be based on, you know, when those decisions happen. And, you know, I recommend checking in with yourself as much as possible. It's always healthy to do that, I believe. So would love to hear what you guys think. If you have any thoughts on this, use the hashtag AskPat373 on Twitter. We could talk about this even more. Matt, thank you for the question. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And we'll send it over to the UK for you free of charge. You'll hear from my assistant in the next couple of weeks to collect your information for that. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, you know what to do. Just head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time today. And here is a quote to finish off this episode by Richard Branson. He said, "You don't learn to walk by following rules. You learn by doing and by falling over." Cheers. Take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.